Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Janine is looking for a second date update with a guy named Rob. Hey, Janine.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about Rob. Where'd you meet him?
Well, I met him on Match, and it's kind of funny. I had kind of high hope for the guy. He seemed like such a good fit. We have so much in common. We even go to the same church.
Oh, fun.
Nice. Hey,
had you ever met him before at church, or is this your first time?
No, I had never even seen him before. So when we talked about how we went to the same church, it was a little bit of a shock to me because I had never seen him. I figured out we usually go to different services.
Huh, okay.
So after we talked for a little while, we did meet up. We went to a couple of church events together.
Fun.
And a couple of the ladies at the church kind of knew that we were talking. And after we went to a couple of events, he just stopped calling. And it's a little weird for me because now I have these wonderful women at the church asking how things are going. And
right.
I'm kind of embarrassed to tell him I haven't even heard from him again.
Well, tell us about the last time you saw him. Was that a church event or did you go out somewhere?
The last time we were together, we went out for a really nice dinner at Seasons 52.
Okay.
And afterwards, he drove me home. He came in for a little bit and then he left. It didn't seem like anything was wrong. He kissed me goodbye. He said we'd talk later.
What happened at your house?
He just came in for a little bit and, we talked for a little. He kissed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just simple, but I don't know. It just doesn't make sense that I haven't heard from him.
But it all felt good to you, though. There was nothing weird or nothing shifted. There was no awkward moment.
I can't imagine any reason that he wouldn't be contacting me. I mean, I at one point got scared because, the last thing he said to me is that he talked to me later and he gave me a sweet kiss and walked away.
Hmm.
Not a very...
So I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Not something a truly God-fearing man would do.
No.
You know what? If this doesn't work out now, you realize you're going to run into him all the time. He's all you're going to see when you go to church now.
Yeah,
I know. That's one of the things is, I'm embarrassed by it because I'm afraid I'm going to bump into him, but I'm also hurt. I have no reason to think that he would just... I didn't do anything wrong that I know of.
Yeah, I get
that.
So I'm just hoping you guys can help me figure out what's going on.
All right. Well, I hope so. I hope we can figure it out. We'll do this. We'll take a break, and we'll get the phone number from you, and then call him. Rob, we're going to do that next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q1. Well, here's a recap. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Janine, and she's looking for a second date update with a guy she met on Match named Rob. Turns out they both go to the same church, and they've even attended church events together. They've just never run into each other, I guess. It must be a fairly large church. But when they did meet, they did attend a couple of church events together, since that is their church. And last time she saw him, they went out to Seasons 52, had dinner there. He took her home. He came in for a while. He hung out. They chatted a little. And then he gave her a kiss goodnight before he left. And that was when the communication stopped, right? There was no further communication after that, correct?
Nothing since then. He won't respond to a text, a call, anything.
Yeah.
And I don't like this very much at all.
No.
You expect more. You really do.
Well, yeah.
Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of that and find out what happens. So let's go ahead and call Rob and see if we can clear up the mystery. Hey, Rob, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Haven't seen you in church in a while. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
I'm sorry, this is on the radio?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. We do a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and we wanted to talk to you about your friend Janine.
Okay, sorry, I'm not used to this. I usually just listen to Christian stations or NPR.
That's okay. Can I just tell you, with due respect, this is not an ambush,
mm-mm,
and we're not trying to dog you or get you in any trouble here. I just wanted you to know that Janine is very fond of you. She enjoyed meeting you on Match, and I know you guys went to a couple of church events together and had dinner at Seasons 52, And she's disappointed that she hasn't heard from you since then. She has reached out a couple times and is left feeling like maybe she did something to offend you. Or, I don't know, did she make you angry? Was there something that happened? Because she is at a loss. She has racked her brain trying to figure out what's going on. Is everything all right?
Wow, yeah, no, that is very interesting. This is also the reason I usually just listen to Christian Station. So...
No offense taken.
No. I mean, that was rude. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is just kind of like took me out for a second. She knows exactly why I didn't call her. I made it very clear that I was looking for a woman of virtue.
Wow, really?
She basically attacked me in her home. I mean, not violently or anything, just very, very sexually. I guess most people would be flattered by that, but that's just not what I'm interested in a relationship.
Okay, I'm sorry. Not so simple.
Okay, Janine would like to respond. Why do you say that? Why do you say not so simple?
First of all, you had no problem with my attack, as you call it. In fact, you attacked me right back, if you remember correctly.
Well, that does kind of change things up a bit.
Yeah, and he acted like that was exactly what he wanted. And also, Rob, thank you so much for telling so much more of the story than I had shared on the radio. I said you only came in for a few minutes. I mean, if you want a woman of virtue, why did you come in? Why did you get physical with me? And why do you have condoms in your pocket?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's a good question, too.
I'm a guy. I have needs. If a woman's going to offer that up to me, I'll take it, but I'm not going to seriously date her.
Whoa.
I don't want to marry a woman that's that easy, and I'm sorry if you give it away that easy. How many men have you even been with? I mean...
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. There's such a double standard happening here. And I don't mean to interrupt you, Janine. I know you have a lot to say here, but I got to ask Rob, man to man, you got condoms in your wallet or in your pocket, so you're carrying these around. It's cool for you to have needs and to satisfy those needs, yet you being the church-going guy that you are, have no desire to be involved with a woman who wants the same things as you?
I'm always going to try to resist temptation, but if I have to give in for some reason, then I want to be prepared and safe.
That is a fascinating way of looking at things, Rob.
And yeah, wheels are turning for Jeff right now.
I used to think I was the greatest rationalizer in the world.
It's not like I'm going to be with every man I meet. Like, I thought we had something together. We went to church events together, and it wasn't like he was ready and prepared. I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I am kind of...
We're going to be fun now, Janine. Thank you for that.
Rob, I have to ask you, you know, what made you change your mind? Because clearly you were prepared, yet you didn't want to follow through.
I wasn't necessarily prepared for that night. That's an always preparation, you know? And she just switched on a dime, you know.
Is the issue, Rob?
You to touch me? This is what you wanted too. Flip on a dime. The same could be said for you.
And is it because she made the first move? Was she too aggressive? Is that what turned you off? If there was a different approach, like would it have been different if she had allowed you to take the lead? You were in charge. You made the decision to move in. That would have been different.
Perhaps. I mean, I can't analyze it to a T. I mean, I am feeling a little ambushed here.
Yes, my apologies. I really did not intend for it to devolve into this. I mean that sincerely. I don't mean to judge you. I'm just very confused by your explanation. With due respect, it does seem hypocritical to hold her to a standard you don't hold yourself to.
I think it's pretty clear. He's pretty much a dick who goes to meet with women.
All right, well, now.
No, if that's what he wanted, he would have said no. He would have said, wait, we had conversations. And my attack was a kiss. He attacked right back. It wouldn't have gone any further if he hadn't. So for him to say it's not what he wanted or I'm not worthy of a relationship with him because he got exactly what he wanted, he's not worthy of a relationship with me.
All right. Well,
I like that this isn't rocking
you
too bad. I don't
want to fight you guys. I'm going to say prayers for all of you.
Oh, thanks.
And I really hope you find the Lord in your life.
Okay, Rob. I hope the same for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just because we don't understand the explanation doesn't mean that isn't his truth.
Hey, it makes sense to him. That's why he's doing what he's doing.
Apologies for if you feel misled. I really honestly didn't mean to
do that.
I forgive you, Jeff.
Oh, that's kind.
Thank you. Take it easy, Rob.
Take care.
Take care.
All right. Janine, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You think you know somebody after a few dates.
I'm not making excuses for the guy, but I'm in this weird position where, like, we want him to come on. We want him to tell the truth. At the same time, you know, if we get too judgmental, then nobody will come on. I mean, there's a bit of finesse that comes with doing second date update. We try to disarm the people that we're calling so that they'll stay on the phone with us and give us an explanation, and I don't want anybody to regret agreeing to take the call, and I feel like I kind of did that. So if it sounded like I was apologizing too much, it was only because I feel like maybe I did mislead him.
Yeah,
a little
it's not that you agree with his behavior.
No, I don't agree with his behavior at all.
Well,
I want that
thing.
Clear.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, can we really judge him at all? Because he's believing whatever it is he's telling us, and if if you really believed that yourself. You know, if that's what your belief was,
right,
then you're going to do exactly what he did. So
not an excuse, just an explanation, if nothing else. But Janine, something tells me you're going to land on your feet just fine.
Yes.
I don't think I'll have a problem. It's just time to move on. I'm glad I at least know what was going on, so I can.
Yeah, I'm glad we found out this way and not, you know, you cornering him at church.
Yeah.
All
right. That wouldn't have been good. That would have been very awkward.
It would have been a problem.
Yeah, listen, good luck out there. And if we can ever assist again, please don't hesitate to call.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, the comments are already rolling in. Oh. What the hell, Rob? OMG, I want to punch him. I wouldn't recommend that. We don't.
We are not going to support any kind of violence.
No.
Of any kind.
Don't advocate violence here.
No.
Let's see. If a woman offers it, I'll take it. I will try to resist, but I have to give in. Seriously? Say a prayer for all of us. FFS. What a D-bag. This dude on second date update, total hypocrite. And the entire reason I no longer go to church. Well, now don't let the actions of someone else
affect your relationship with God.
Exactly. What else? Well, look, there's just a ton of these here. But if we could do a second date update for you, hopefully it will go better than this.
Much better, hopefully. So just two ways to get a hold of us. Call 513-749-2320, or you can email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.